From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 523, which is intended for broadcast November the 7th through 21st, 2019. I'm Brady Murray, and I am joined here in the studio for the first time in a while by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, what's up with that?
Hey, I'm glad to be back. You know,
we've had a few rainouts, really.
We've had rainouts, yeah. Well, it's mostly my fault. I've been having a week back. What does it say? I got a week back, about a week back. But it's, hey, I'm here today, you know, so it's making some progress.
It's good to see you. That is good progress, because it's been a while since I've seen you in person. And I know, people who listen to the show will have questions about that. So let's just summarize that real quick. You're not like bedridden or in a wheelchair, mm-mm. But what you're doing is you're able to do some work in the professoring realm from home.
Right.
And just to optimize rest, I guess, to make sure that you're not going to re-aggravate.
Yeah, it's optimizing rest and simultaneously doing this thing called spinal decompression. And it's non-surgery, you know. But slowly but surely, it's this machine, and I don't really know how it works, except that slowly but surely it kind of gets you back into shape where, you know, you're doing okay. So, I must be doing better. I'm here in the,
here,
at the radio ranch.
You picked a good day to be here because we're expecting a big cold front, but I think it's like 65, 66 degrees outside.
Yeah, it is. I'm thinking 17 Fahrenheit, like maybe Saturday or something.
I think I've mentioned this before to listeners of Ask WWCR. If you've ever thought it'd be great to visit Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. This is when you do it.
Oh, yeah.
This is when you're going to get the most colors out of the trees. This is when it's tolerable to be outside.
You're right.
And it's not to say that it's never tolerable, but the heat isn't just
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay
it's
now.
It's a good time.
The humidity doesn't get to you too much right now. And you're right. You know, and, the trees are changing colors. And, of course, you, for changing colors like that, I guess you see it more than me. Because sometimes you go up to right around the Smoky Mountains. Don't you go up there sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it up there.
And I think it's quite a show of color in the fall.
Yeah, if you ever look, at the pricing, about the third week, fourth week of October into November.
Does it go up?
That's peak season up there. But they say that there are people from other continents who never have the opportunity to see such a thing.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's mostly international tourism.
I could see
the Smoky Mountains National Park.
I could see that.
Which I highly recommend.
I know you go up there because
it's a good place to go and kind of.
Sevierville, is that where it is? Somewhere around Sevierville.
It's Pigeon Forge, it's Gatlinburg. You can't go wrong.
They're pretty close to some of that Dollywood stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the Twin Peaks, so to speak.
I've done Dollywood, too. It is not bad. I just don't have much
time
to say.
You ride some of the rides and stuff?
I've done it before. I sure have. Doc, let's start on a really good note that I want to make mention
sure.
of. 7 p.m. Central Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we've been over this repeatedly. That's 0100
it is.
Sundays.
Right. That's right.
So Sundays. For the international folks here in the U.S., you'll recognize this Saturday, 7 p.m. Central. Transmitter 1, that's going to be 6115. WWCR is pleased to bring you Encore Classical Music, and that's going to start on the 16th of November.
I remember you talking about that. Yeah, when is it going to start again?
The 16th.
Okay.
November 16th.
Mm-hmm. Classical music?
All classical music. Doc?
That's coming from Europe, isn't it?
Yes. And I don't want to give much more information. I haven't heard the show. Some folks, I have this gentleman's proper name. Maybe he uses that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
we'll
he doesn't.
See.
I
we'll
don't
see.
Know.
Right. Yeah.
But I will tell you that you have a broadcaster who believes that it is important to broadcast classical music to the world.
We talked
about this.
Is that an hour long?
It's an hour long. 58 minutes.
Yeah, 58.
Precise.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But very quickly, did you ever, in your time at Austin Peay, cross paths with a gentleman named Solly Fott?
Yeah, I sure have.
The host of this program asked me if I had any requests for the first show, and I remember Dr. Fott, who I took music appreciation from.
Yeah.
And I actually looked him up to see if he's still there. Talk about a humble guy. He's been paid lots of money in Nashville, it seems, to do stuff, and he just was a professor and played violin there. But he
fiddles
he
around,
had a saying that fiddles around. you know, the standard question of if you only had one thing to listen to, and he'd say a Brahms symphony.
That's what he.
So on his behalf, that was my request for the first show.
Well, that's good. Brahms. That's good.
I thought a lot of Dr.
I think he has he retired by now. I think he just did. Maybe.
I think he's got emeritus on there. He's one of those guys that he started the student senate at Austin Peay.
I know he's been around because when I talked to him, he was telling me, he says, I hope you're here as long as me. And I said, I don't think that'll ever numerically happen, really. He's been there probably for 40 years or
he's
so.
He's a great guy. Know? And
Solifat, yeah.
I learned a lot from him. That was a subject I didn't know of anything about until I had him.
I understand.
I was grateful to have him in class.
But Doc, that's good. That's good that we've got an hour-long classical, because there are a lot of people that do like classical music.
Absolutely, you know,
I think that may be good. And I think
there are a lot of people
England,
who like music over shortwave.
Oh, no doubt.
He is. Be listening for his contact information. And I will stress to folks, this is entirely funded by the broadcaster.
It is.
If you enjoy it and want to keep it on there, want to see it expand.
And you know, from what I remember you telling me, the broadcaster has taken a leap of faith forward because he'd been on another shortwave station and he was not getting results.
I think he's looking for better results, different results. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that works out. He's on a couple of different shortwaves.
Is he? Okay.
And one of them is the very low-powered operation in Europe. And you know as well as I do, sometimes on a clear frequency, you know, low power will get out very well. But he said
tough.
That's a good time in Europe, you know, and it kind of covers Europe. But there's no expectation that that reaches.
Well, here at 6115,
6115, got proof. That's a
we got proof right here about that. You know,
Doc, because this is Ask WWCR, and last evening I got some questions. And I thought maybe we could address these on there. This comes from Al, and the subject is tech question.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I heard your station on 3215 at 9 p.m., 11.5, very strong signal, very little fading. He goes on to say that he's got a Kenwood TS-430S and 130-foot long wire antenna. Mm-hmm. He said, is your shortwave site at the same site as 1300 a.m.? Your website seems to indicate this. I asked because I saw a listing of shortwave stations, and it showed your shortwave site southeast of Nashville near Suggs Creek public use area near Stewart's Ferry Pike. Is that wrong? That is definitely wrong.
That's definitely wrong.
That's not at all where we are. That's
over
in your neck.
That's
of
over
in
my neck.
Live.
Yeah, that's in my neck of the woods, and that's not where we are.
We are absolutely at 1300 WWCR Avenue, that's Nashville 37218, right on the Cumberland River. And he says, who put up your shortwave antennas? Now, Doc, help me. Do you remember?
Because that's a good question. That's a real good question. Could have been Kentronics guys?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. They were, the design was another company, and I'm not sure that they still.
I don't think they're still
is
around.
Pastor Scott's folks. Using those guys, do you recall any mention?
You know, that's a good point. You caught me flat-footed because you ever get to that where you know the guy's name, but it's on the tip of your tongue?
That's where I am
right
now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Pastor Scott's guys might be using the guys that we used to put up the very first ones. They're out of...
The fact of the matter is we don't know who put these up here.
Not really.
I think a local company actually put them up. We may have followed another design.
Exactly.
But the next question, he says, just curious, you know, they're all wire-supported wood poles, correct? That is correct.
That's correct.
It's absolutely correct. They're rhombic. There's four poles. They're tall.
Yeah,
different heights.
You can take a look at it on the website. We've got some pictures of the antenna
go
farm out
there.
Go to
WWCR.com, and you'll find pictures of the field.
Yeah.
And the location. And the other thing I wanted to mention here, Doc, is that 3215, I want your opinion. I want to see if you agree or disagree with this.
Sure.
Because I was just talking with a gentleman the other day who provides satellite-fed programming, and we were talking about 3215 and the possibility of putting various folks on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what you're going to find at when you're on 3215, now we've obviously just set our clocks back in the U.S.
Right.
We've adjusted our UT. It gets darker much earlier now.
It does, yeah.
On 3215, what you need to have is an area where it's dark, and it's been dark for a while.
That's right.
Not for 5 minutes.
That's right.
Not at sunset.
That's
it
right.
needs to be dark. And I think this gentleman, Al, just experienced that at 9 p.m., whereas it got got dark here at about 4:45.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
And so
it needs to be a little time for it to, for lack of a better word, cool off.
You know, the ionosphere moves closer, right, to the Earth when it's dark. And so you need to kind of chase the darkness in that case to use that low, clear frequency with 100,000 watts.
That's what I believe. And so, that's why it comes in so good after the dusk has settled in.
When we turn that on, we're going to be broadcasting, we believe, crystal clear to Europe, Africa, until it starts to get light. And then in the U.S., if you move east coast to west coast, I say U.S., but all of North America, the time at which the reception is optimal is probably going to change throughout the night.
It
will.
Yeah, it will.
Maybe like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, maybe 1-2 o'clock local time.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're hitting every bit of maybe like California down to Baja Peninsula.
You're really chasing the darkness, so to speak, you know. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people explain things like that, but to me, it just needs to be dark for a while for it to get settled.
Right. It's just like clear channel AM stations.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's like WLAC AM.
It doesn't
happen
instantly, but if you turn on your radio at 2 o'clock at night in somewhere, say, Michigan, and you hear this station out of Nashville, that's why.
That's exactly why.
And I think that you can summarize that for us with yet another report. That we have of our local AM, which is not a clear channel. 1300 AM is a signal that's directional off of five towers.
Yes.
And it's
and you can see that from the website too.
I'll give you a little quick story about myself. I was here Saturday night listening to my Memphis Tiger football game. You know, they played SMU.
Yeah.
And I had to leave. You know, it was time for me to go, right? And this was a good game. And so I told Greg, dude, like, I'm leaving fast because I've got about 10 minutes of radio and then 10 minutes without before I get home and I can pick this up somehow. And this is back and forth. Well, you know, he obliged and all that. And I got to see the end of that at home, but
it was like 52-48 or something, wasn't it? High scoring affair.
Yeah. Memphis won. That's all that matters. But on that side, which would be northwest, there's a hard null. So you're just not going to get that signal.
That's right.
Now, as you move southeast on 1300 AM, it really widens up, and courtesy of John of VORW Radio International, we got the following report, amongst other things, but this is what you've got for
us. Definitely widens up, as you say, because we're talking about somebody picking up WNQM in Orlando, Florida. You know, that's definitely widening up, you know. He says, I was able to listen to the game on WNQM the other week. Reception's not perfect, but it amazes me how it's able to consistently reach Florida with a very readable signal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was listening to that Memphis game.
He was listening to the Memphis game once again. You know, it'd been
football,
dark
that
here
is,
for a
yeah.
while, right? But his program that he listens to at his home in his car, that's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that kind of goes along with that clear channel stuff.
Same
if
thing.
It's dark and it's been dark. In the absence of interference
it's
or just
get
some
out there.
Engineering stuff that says you'll never go to this part of the world.
It does. And, you know, if you think about it, maybe that's a reason that a lot of these things that we see, we get reports from places that the maps say they don't go. It's got to be related, to that sort of thing. I mean,
I wouldn't say it if it's not true, but many years ago, middle of the night, driving back to Nashville, right through downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I picked up 1300 AM.
See? And was it late at night?
Early in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good report there.
And that is a good report.
Even though we're running out of time, we can talk about this next time, but there is a pot full of reception reports you got here on 6115.
Shortwave listeners on 6115 are picking him
up everywhere. I mean,
East Coast, West Coast, tune in, stream.
You got them scattered all around. There's like 30 of them.
He's got a popular show, you know?
He does, man.
I'm happy for him. Doc, one last, if we can fit it in real quick. You got, we don't have enough time. We're going to have to save
it. We'll do it next time.
Good to see you here in the studio.
Hi, my friend.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR. 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.